Michelle and I from Swedish Friends. We are just continuing our discussion of the Chag of Sukkos as it relates to Shavuos, based on the Torah of Merv Rabbi of Adari, Zichrono Lebracha. Koheles is different than other Megillas, insofar as you don't make a bracha according to our Nesach and Masechet Sofrim, according to the Gra, you do make a bracha. The reason that we read Koheles on Sukkos is given by many, many Mefarshim. Many reasons are given. Lavush writes, in order that, since Sukkos is Zman Simchaseinu, we shouldn't run after money, be happy with our portion, and not run after money. And the Alexander Rebbe brings that since this is Zman Simchaseinu, so the Ikar Simcha is to know that Olam Haz is Hevel, that Olam Haz is all vanity. And that's the Simcha, not to take Olam Haz too much to heart, and know what the Ikar is. In the Lashon of Ritzadik, Shemimenu Nikach Toikev V'Ikar HaSimcha Amitis HaIdea Avos Kol Nyanai Olam Haz. So we get the true Simcha when we make the Simcha of Olam Haz into Hevel. So it's interesting, the Medrash Darshan's all the days of Maaseh Bereishis as being Hevel. And then the Yerushalmi is not so sure about Shabbos. How can Shabbos be Hevel? But the conclusion of the Medrash isn't sure about Shabbos. How can Shabbos be Hevel? The conclusion of the Medrash is that, yeah, even Shabbos is Hevel. Chazav Rosh Adam Chotavo. Mischaiv Benavsho. Amar Gamze Hevel. So, in the end, the Medrash concludes that all days, this is the beginning of the Midrashim on Koheles, that all days of the week are Hevel, even Shabbos. First of all, what does the word Hevel mean, and how does Hevel relate to Shabbos? So the Sforno says in Koheles that anything that doesn't reach its tachlis is called Hevel. If it doesn't fulfill its purpose, it's Hevel, and if it's really far away from its purpose, it's really bad, then it's Hevel Havolim. The Mitzuda says something that doesn't have substance, like the hot air that comes out of one's mouth, that's Hevel. The Mefarshim, if you look in the Das Mikra and Koheles on page 14, they have numerous meanings of Hevel. Most of them are negative. It's a Pella, Shabbos should be called Hevel. In the Sefer Magid Vav Yaakov, it says, Magid writes, that Chiyus HaNesham Ein Yochel Uzvel She'eh Baguf. So the neshama, the vitality of the neshama, can't stand being in the body. And therefore, when the body goes, the body dies, immediately the neshama goes back up. V'zeo hevel. That's how he defines the hevel. That the chiyus of the neshama can't take the body. And therefore, when the body goes, the neshama immediately leaves. That's how he defines Hevel. Balatanya Likutei Torah talks about this in numerous places, this idea of Hevel. He also talks about how Hevel relates to Shabbos. Because he says, Chochmei La is called Hevel. It's called Hevel and Har Ba'alma. It's just a little bit of a light, but it's Chochmei La, it's something positive. Like Bereishis, which is Chachma, Bereishis is God created the world with Chachma, Bereishis. So that, the Gemara says, is also a Maimer. That's Bechinas Hevel, because again, that comes from Chachma Ilah. This Chachma Ilah comes from the Ayin, and that's a very high level of Kedusha. That's a Hevel of Kedusha. So he writes, Kamosha Amru Ravis Koheles. The seven hevels are connected to Shivasimei Bereishis. Even Shabbos is called Hevel. And Shabbos, says the Likutei Torah, is Chochmei La, is this elevated wisdom. Because there's Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and our Shabbos is Hevel compared to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So the deeper you get into Shabbos, the more you realize that your previous understandings of Shabbos were Hevel. But again, the Hevel is also the Chochmei La. There's this Ha'ara, there's this light. It's not the thing itself, it's not Mamashis, but it's something very, very spiritual, Shabbos. That's why it's called Chochmei La, and that's the Hevel of Shabbos. It's abstract, but it's spiritual. It doesn't have Mamashis. Can't be Tofis it. And that's the Chochmei La, the primordial wisdom. The Divrei HaMedrash, which tells that Shabbos relates to Hevel, relates to Shabbos, was explained in a very daring way by the early Ger Rebbes. The Torah of Yom Narayim is mamid the Jewish people the Nekudas HaRashis, that's free of sin. Ketinok Shel Noilad, as I'll say about a Tinok Shel Noilad, that the world stands on the pure Hevel that comes out of the mouth of children. It has no chait. So it emerges that, says the Sfasemis, in the name of the Zayde, Chusharim, Shachar Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shavneisol Nitro, Vyavonasem, Nasa Elopim, B'li Chait. After Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Jewish people are purified from their sins. The hot air of their mouth is without sin, like Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, that their Hevel is behind the world. And every read Koheles, which is on Shabbos, which is talking about Hevel, Hevel Avolam, Hevel Piyam Shel Tinokos. Now we also have a pure mouth. So the Sfasemis expands that on Rosh Hashanah, the chiyus of every Jew is mischadesh, is renewed. Vayibach bap of nishmas chayim v'hu adibur shen poshenem ala roch memalala. So what happens? We have new chiyus, because we get new koach on our dibur, and that's the blowing, which gets to the root of dibur, the kol. And now we have new chiyus and our ruach memalala, and that brings us to the imabil of this world. As Sfasemis writes, Acha Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sheshavim B'nai Yisrael, Mashlichim Hevlei Ha'olam. After Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Jewish people return, they throw away the Havolam of this world. So Mikan, Kriyas HaHevel, Keneged Kol Hevlei Ha'olam Hazeh. That's why it's called Hevel, corresponding to all the Havolam of this world. Because after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we realize how heveldic this world is. אלא שמדברי חז"ל עולה הוראה נוספת חיובית במושג הבל. הבל פיות שלא חטאו, שהוא המקיים את העולם. כנגד הבל שביעי זה יש לכוון את יצירת היום השביעי, הבל שבקדושה. So the six hevels are כנגד שש ישמי בראשיס. And that's the hevel of this world, all the nonsense of this world. And then the seventh one is connected to the Hevel of Shabbos, which is the holy Hevel, the Hevel of Kedusha. So before the Chochmei La, and between these two systems of the negative Hevel and the positive Hevel, the Hevel of Chochmei La, the Hevel of Kedusha, the Hevel of Shabbos, and the Hevel of the 6 days, there is an interconnection. Al Yedei Sheyoidim, שהבל הוולם כל הבל העולם הזה. הידי זה זריכם להבל התורה, שרמז על יום השבס, כמו שם מדוש הכל הבל כנגד שבס קודש, והוא הבל אמס. So you have all the other הוולם, הבל הוולם, אמר כואמס, הבל הוולם, הכל הבל. First you have the six Havalim of this world, and then you have the Kol Havel of Shabbos, which is a Havel of Kedusha. Maybe the Cheshbon is Hevel is one, and then Havalim is three. It's double. Hevel, Havalim. So again, Hevel is four, and then Havalim again is two. Havalim is plural, 5, 6. And then Akol Havel is Shabbos. That's the seventh. And that's the Hevel of Emes. That's the pure Hevel. That's the Dibur that was Mischadish in a person, the pure speech, like the Hevel Piem Shel Tinoka Shel Bisraven. So, when you make a Cheshbon HaNefesh during Yom Narayim, you come to the fact that there's also a Hevel Emes. There's a Hevel HaOsek B'Torah B'li Chet. And that's against all the Havalim of this world. Kedushat HaHevel Meidel Dvar Hashem HaNatun B'Toch HaPeh. You have to guard it. So Koheles is recognizing the Hevel Havolim of this world after the Hisalos of the Yom Narayim. We understand what's negative and then we understand what's positive, the Hevel of Shabbos. We have to be protected after the Yom Narayim. Asim Dvari B'Ficha, says the Sfas Emes, that's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Putting my words in your mouth, pure Dibur. V'tzel Yadi K'sisicha Sukkos, and I, in the shade, that's the shade of Sukkos. I, of my hand, I protected you, that's Sukkos. So this Hevel Chiyuvi, this positive Hevel, has to be Nishmal B'Nizgel Tfanot HaSukkah, these holy walls of the Sukkah. Shiloyit Pashet Koach Adam, the Bar Min HaKedusha, shouldn't go outside of the realm of Kedusha, so it needs Shmira. Kachu Inyana Shel Migdat Kohelet Al Hevla Kaful Kol HaShana Shabbat Moed Chag HaSukkot. So now we understand the Hevel every year. Amnam B'Shnat HaSheva Hevel, Dibur, Afsiyut Kinyanei Mamon, all of these things, speech, hot air, and the nothingness of Kinyan Imam and have a new meaning. All of, what is all Shemitah about? Kol kriyata shel Shemitah hi tegar hisigim kalkaliim ha'abalat Kinyanei Achomer. What are we doing on Shemitah? We're saying, what's Kinyanei Achomer? We mafgir our fields, mafgir our money, somebody owes you money, the loan is cancelled. So on Shnas Shemitah, we really understand the Hevel Havolim of this world. And then we have a strengthening of the Hevel de Kedusha. We understand what's important. What do they do, the farmers, when they're not working the fields? They're obviously sitting and learning Torah. Kishanu yotzim miyamim noraim shebechodesh ha-shvi b'shnat ha-shana ha-shviit nechnasim l'chag shivat yamim b'shana v'korim b'yom ha-shabbat shebo ha-takriya kfula Hasheva, Hevel, יש בכך עדות בדבר שמיים הנתון בפינו, שהיה על שמיטה נצטווינו בלשון, וזה דבר השמיטה. So we spoke about how God is putting the words in our mouth, לשים דברי בפיחס, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, so certainly in שמיטה, זה דבר השמיטה, we're commanded מלשון דיבור. And this Kriya is a Kriya of Hevel Emes, דבר השם בפינו Emes. This is putting this is the correct Hevel, the pure Hevel, the Mabil and Yana Yolam Hazeh, and then coming to the Emes of the Hevel of Shabbos, of the Kedusha Sadibur, Dvar HaShemitah, making, being Mafgir your Yana Yolam Hazeh, and getting to what's the Iker. The Medrash about Hevel on Shabbos troubled the Sfas Emes even before he became a rabbi. In his notes from the years Tafresh Chavov, Tafresh Lamed, approximately 66 to 1870, that were printed in the Likutei Sfas Emes. He writes, Eich Kore Hevel al Shabbos, how is Hevel called Shabbos? So he writes that this Hevel is being machnis Shabbos into the days of Maisa. Shabbos or Shabbos Yom and Sarach Lios Yimei HaShavua Nimshach HaMachar HaShabbos. Shemi She'en HaShomer Nikudas HaShabbos U'Moshech Nikudas HaShabbos HaChocho V'Nikor M'Chalei Al Shem Al Zeh Kore Kilas Tagar Al Mi She'en HaShomer Nikudas Zuh. So he says that If you're not Shomer Shabbos properly, Shabbos follows the week. He's Moishech Nekudas Shabbos Achar Achol. He's called Mechalaleh. That's called Mechalaleh, Mechalal Lashon Chol. In other words, for him, Shabbos is Choldik. He talks about in Yanei Chol. He's thinking about in Yanei Chol. So his, the week, the Iker of the week has to be Shabbos, not Chol. The Iker of the week is Chol, and the Shabbos is following the Chol, the weekday. So that's called Mechalaleh, and that's what Kohelis is against. Kibbutz Kol Koach Adam writes the Svasemis. Yes, I call batal and put the Svinish between the Shabbos. All of your koichos should be batal to Shabbos. And then you have proper Shvisa. Shona Cheret, Hatshuvai Nekeda, Hanikuda, Argimedit, Shela Yitzira, Vakol Nakdun Biyachas Eleh. Everything relates to Shabbos. Everything revolves around Shabbos. That's the central point of the creation. Vazi Deh Shakalav Zvat Nekuda, Shaniklet Shabbos, Yishore Shakol, the root of everything is Shabbos. And therefore you know that everything else is Hevra compared to Shabbos. Shabbos is the Iker. And that's the end of the Megillah. So if Dover, I call Nishma. In other words, Mikol Yeshut, from everything that exists, we come to the conclusion, fear God, that's the Nekud of Shabbos and everything, the spirituality and everything. And that's the idea of Koheles, is Lashon Asifa, gathering. Shabbos Klala, the Kola Raisa Kula, Shabbos is the Klal, is the gathering in of all the Torah. It's the overriding principle of the Torah. מבחינת ההסתכלות השבתית, כל הפרטים עומדים בפני עצמם הם הבל. So Shabbos can't be seen as a prat. Shabbos is the klal of the Torah. Klal of the chol arayis akulat says Nezor HaKadosh. So you have to see all of creation in totality, and the central part of creation is Shabbos. Like you're at a chasana, you're at a wedding. The wedding, there's a lot of good stuff. There's food, a lot of good food. It's free also. There's a band, a lot of great music. Friends, you get to hang out with your friends and laugh, dance. Everything is great. But you have to remember, you're there for the chasen and the kala. That's the point of this whole get-together. So there's a lot of great things in this world, but ultimately the goal is Shabbos, not to forget where you're going. You're going to Shabbos. Reading Megillas, Koheles, and Shabbos has deeper meaning. Harmonia pnimit ma'achedet et ha'shtayim chipus achar, both Megillas, Koheles, and Shabbos, is looking for the purpose of everything. What's the point? Shabbos, on one hand, is hashbasa, not doing. And that's the hevel. What's this world? This world's worth nothing. You avoid this world on Shabbos. On the other hand, you're not working in Shabbos because Kol Melachtecha Asuya. Everything is already done. And therefore, there's no reason to work anymore. Now you're looking at the purpose of everything. Not only being Mabil, stopping to work, but it's also now Kol Melachtecha Asuya. So now what's the point of everything? And that's Shabbos, the Kedusha. In other words, when everything is encompassed in the Nekudas HaYesod, then you have Shvisa, because there's no need to work anymore. Now you got to the point. Everything else is Hevel. So if a person's Osek in specific Malachas, then that's Chil Shabbos. קריאת קוהלת בחג האסיף על שם ההתאספות והתקלות של כל תופעות היצירה היא בה. מכאן יעץ יוסף החלום, החולם על מלמי העלמות המשתחווים לעלומתי. The idea of Koheles is everything gathering together for a greater purpose. To realize everything that's here, not for itself, not for something specific, not for something independent, but for some greater ideal. Shabbos of Yom Shekula, Shabbos of Kedusha. That's Yosef. Yosef. All the sheaves bow down to his sheaf. That's the Klalius. Everything is focused on the goal. Sukkot is called Kufas Hashana, Svasem says Lashon HaKafa. V'yanikudash ish b'lam l'chayat ha'kol Lashon HaKafa, that's the point that encompasses the whole world. And he says Hashana v'kiparat v'chag v'sukkot k'klal she'el zaymim he'amarot v'she'el yam su'ev kol shana. The whole year revolves around the 7 days of Sukkot, the 7 nights of Sukkot. As marechet ha'piluyot ha'shnatit נאספת ונקלת ומסתכמת במגמה אחת. סוף דבר הכל נשמע. The end, everything goes down to one magama. את האלוקים יראה, like this Vasem has said, reported before. נקודס השבס הגנוזה בכל דבר. And that's also the idea of שביעס. שביעס is דבר כללי. It's what the מרן הרב writes in נקודת הראייה, on page קוף פי דלת. מצווה גדולה וכללס כקדושס השמיטה. נמצא שאת הסבות וההקלה של סוכות שבשנת השבע יעמיקו פי שבעה. שבעת ימי החג הכלולים ביחס לשני שנות העבודה הפרטית. First you're doing עבודה פרטית, it's everybody in their own field, and then there's a general strike, everybody stopping to work. So you have the kloliyos of Sukkot and the kloliyos of Shemitah. בשבת שבימי חג האסיף בשנה השביעית, מכיר קהלת בן דוד את כל המעשים הנעשים על פני האדמה, וקורא לעומתם בכל גדול כפול שבע, הבל הבלים, ונושא עיניו למה שלמעלה מהשמש, ורואה את כלליות המעשים ואת קלותם ומפתיר, ויחולו השמיים וארץ, ויחל ממש קלות וביטול כל דבר אל בחינת חיות. הפנימיות, שזה ראשון לבי, שהיא בחינת השבת ונעשה הכל הבל הבלים להיות בטל על השבת, בטל על השביתה, בטל על מורי שבתה של השביעית. So ויחולו השמיים בארץ is לשם קלויס נפש. This קלויס, this ביטל, is nullification of everything to the בחינס החיוס, which is בחינס שבס, which is הבל הבלים, everything is בטל to שבס, is ויחולו השמיים בארץ. That's what's Magan Rav says in his Siddur, and Be'acharei Kechlos Hadol Livadoi Yimloch Nor. What does it mean? Everything is Kechlos Hakol. Everything is finished, and God's going to rule. There's going to be nothing left. So he says, Miloshim Klois Nefesh, that everything is striving, is yearning, is pining for God. That's Acharei Kechlos Hakol, Klois Nefesh. After all of creation, is Klois Nefesh for God. Livadoi Yimloch Nor. Livadoi Yimloch Nor. That's also the Vayechulu Hashemayim Baretz of Shabbos. That there's a klois nefesh of Shemayim and Aretz, that heaven and earth are all bottled to Shabbos, to the Iker. So that's the beauty of Koheles, his asfos, this gathering, everything gathering to the Nekuda Pnimis. Yosef Kayadua was Bechinas Shabbos, which hopefully we'll talk about in Parshas Vayichi. So Koheles is the time of gathering, his asfus, Sukkot at Koheles Kehilah's gathering. Sukkot is Chag HaAsif, and Sukkot is when it's the yisod of Kol Hashana, the light of the whole year, the Tachlis. Ha'aros Hashir Aleim Sovi of Kol Hashana. Nekuda Sheyesh Ba'olam HaMechaya HaKol, that's Sukkot. We saw the same idea by Shabbos. That's the purpose of everything. And then Shemitah also has this kolistic aspect, as hopefully we'll discuss elsewhere. So what we do is we make the Olam Hazeh and Sukkot, Hevel, that's the reading of Koheles. And we realize everything is butl to the ultimate goal, to the Shabbos, to the seventh Hevel, to the Hevel of the Kedusha, to the Chochmei Law, at Varam Niflam V'Yoser, and hopefully in the next year, where we continue, we have an incredible discussion planned about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and Shviyas. So please stay tuned. And we'd also like to discuss the Sukkas Oyroi Shel Halev Yoson. This is a mamish, unbelievably deep concepts, and hopefully we will shed some light on them. And we will see Neflois Rabbeis V'Gedolos Mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.